And now this is a dictation for Avis, A-V-S in Victor, I-S, Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, June 1944. Addresses a letter to Dr. Marcin, M-A-R-T-I-N, Jankowski, J-A-N-K-O-W-S-K-I, 231-348-2515. Dear Dr. Jankowski, a follow-up for Mrs. Jensen with chronic kidney disease and primary hyperparathyroidism. Last visit in March. 3 episodes of urinary tract infection. Went to urgent care. Close home at Petoskey, P-E-T-O-S-K-E-Y. Apparently, all of them positive for bacteria. No information available to me. First opportunity, microdenting, and then Keflex in 2 different opportunities. She was having symptoms of frequency, urgency, nocturia, cloudiness, no fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, no abdominal or back pain, no gross hematuria. There has been few pounds weight loss, but says to be eating well without any vomiting, dysphagia. Presently, urine is clear, no edema, claudication, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. She has some allergy symptoms with asthma, bronchitis, nasal congestion, posterior drainage. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the losartan as the only blood pressure treatment. A number of nasal and bronchodilators. Next paragraph, today weight 157, blood pressure 120/76. I don't hear any localized valvulitis, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no ascites, no edema, and no focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries. Sodium, potassium, acid base normal. Present creatinine 1.3, which is baseline or improved. Present GFR 42, stage 3B. High calcium 11 with a low phosphorus 1.7, previous PTH 179 elevated, recent 100, anemia 12.4 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Next number, primary hyperparathyroidism, based on high calcium, low phosphorus. She never had a kidney stone. Nuclear medicine did not localize for an adenoma. Prior attempt to use Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R, she developed gastrointestinal symptoms. With the high calcium, avoid calcium pills or vitamin D. She does have osteoporosis on prior bone density. Consider the use of Prolia, P-R-O-L-I-A, which indirectly might help to decrease the calcium as well as protecting the bone density, which already is low from the effects of high PTH. I will not consider surgical intervention with the associated risk, and she's not interested either. Next number, recurrent urinary tract infection, needs to have a good gynecological exam, as well as a post-void ultrasound to make sure that there is no urinary retention. We'll see if we can get what bacteria was isolated and what was the sensitivity or resistance report. All these issues were discussed at length with the patient and husband. End of dictation.